We'll get started. सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। वक्रतुण्डमहाकाय सूर्यकोटिसमप्रभा निर्विघ्नं कुरु मे देव सर्वकार्येषु सर्वदा। सरस्वती नमस्तुभ्यं वरदे कामरूपिणी। विद्यारम्भं करिष्यामि सिद्धिर्भवतु मे सदा। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णुः गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। समस्त जनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम्। यं ब्रह्मा वरुणेन्द्ररुद्रमरुतः स्तुन्वन्ति दिव्यैस्तवैः वेदैः साङ्गपदक्रमोपनिषदैः गायन्ति यं सामगाः ध्यानावस्थितदद्गतेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यं योगिनो यस्यान्तं न विदुःसुरासुरगणाः देवाय तस्मै नमः देवाय तस्मै नमः। भगवान् इस् अड्रेसिङ्ग् अर्जुन् फर् द फस्ट् टैम् इन् दिस् चाप्टर् एण्ड् आल् दि आर्ग्युमेण्ट्स् दट् अर्जुन् हेड् प्लेस्ड् बिफोर् भगवान् इन् द प्रीवियस् चाप्टर्. He summarizes them and says that, Arjun, you think you are doing something noble by not fighting. But let me tell you, it is not noble. It is ignoble. It is opposite of noble. It is something that is resorted by an anarya. Nobody runs away from war, especially if you are a warrior. I can understand if you are a coward, but I know you are not. This way Bhagavan tells Arjun. Anarya Jushtam, Aswargyam. You think this, by fighting you'll go to Swarga. I mean, by not fighting you'll go to Swarga. No, no. It will take you to Naraka, Aswargyam, by not fighting. And you think people will give you praises? They will come and give you flower garlands for running away from the war? They will take up their chappals and throw at you. If they find rotten eggs, then they will throw rotten eggs also at you. So this will not bring you good fame. It will give you bad name for not this generation, for generations to come. So akirtikaram. Therefore, shudram hridaya dorbalyam tyakto uttishta parantama. Give up the pettiness feeling of your heart and get up and fight. This is the message to Arjun. Arjun doesn't get it. Not that he is not understanding. He is understanding what Bhagavan is saying. There is something that governs our intellect. But then there is something that governs our heart. And here is the clash that Arjun was having. His heart was saying not to do. His head was saying, okay, you are right, I should do. And such a person is confused. So now Arjun is recognizing that there is a confusion in my head, but how do I reconcile it? I don't know how to reconcile it. I'm not smart enough. I'm educated, but not wise enough to know how to come out of this. You guide me out of this. That is the message that he is now pleading to Bhagwan. So we saw that, what is his thinking? He's still thinking that if I kill my guru, they are worshipful. My guru is worshipful, Bhishma Pitama is worshipful for me. How can I just go and kill them? It's not possible to kill them. I have not even thought of disrespecting them in my dream. You are telling me to take a bow and arrow and kill them. So I cannot do that. But then, if you tell me to fight, and I fight, and I have the enjoyment of this world, then it will be like dipping that joy in the blood of these people who are dead, and then consuming. How guilty I would feel that I have to enjoy all of this selfishly. For my own pleasures, I fought the war and destroyed all the Kauravas and so many other families along with it. People will call me selfish. He's thinking that way. And now we are to see the next shloka, number 6.
Na chaitad vidmah katarannō garīyah. Tad vidmah katarannō.
Cat got your tongue? Okay, let's try together one more time, okay? No, no. I will chant and then you repeat after.
Na chaitad vidmah katarannō garīyah. Yadva jaye mayadivano jaye yuhu. Yane vahatvana jiji vishamaham. Devasthita pramukhe dhartarashtraham.
Together this time.
Na chaitad vidmah katarannō garīyah yadvājaye mayadivāno jayeyuh yāne vahatvāna jiji viśāmah tevasthitā pramukhe dhārtarāṣṭrāḥ.
Na vidmah. We do not know. What do you not know, Arjun? Etat Kataranna Gariya. Kataranna, of the two options, Gariya, the best. We don't know of the two options that is there in front of us, which one is the best. What are the two options? The two options is Yadva Jayema, Yadiva no Jayeyuhu. Jayema, if we are victorious, we defeat the Kauravas. Yadva Jayema. Yadiva Naha Jayeyuhu. Or we are conquered, we are defeated. We don't know which is the best. Because on both sides, defeat is ours. If we conquer them, we lose the relatives. If they conquer us, well, we are dead. What is the benefit out of this then? So, this option itself is not good. I cannot see anything further than this. Yan eva hatva na jiji vishamaha. Killing people, yan, these people, the people that we consider as family, hatva, killing them, na jiji vishamaha. That desire to live will go away. I will still live, but that desire to live will go away. It's not that I will die, but You know, we look forward when we live that I have life to share with somebody. Here I have no life to share with anybody. It will be good as a zombie. I would be living like that. That desire only will go away to live. Na jijivishamaha. Te avasthitaha. They have gathered here. Pramukhe dhartarashtraha. These children of Dhritarashtra and those who are associated with Dhritarashtra. So Guru and the children and everybody, the allies, all of them have gathered here. Pramukhe, in front of us. And this is who I have to kill. You tell which is the better path. I don't think any of this is a better path. And because of this, I am getting deluded. My nature that I am a valorous warrior, that nature has been taken away from me. And I'm seeing that now. Before he didn't care that he was, you know, weak. And he was showing that sign of weakness. But just by, because Bhagwan said, Klaibhyam masmagamah, don't be a coward. So he's now thinking to himself, maybe I am being coward. But I don't know how to come out of this cowardice. So he's thinking to himself now, he's analyzing his emotions, his thinking, with that of what Bhagwan already told him. And because of this analysis, he comes to know that I need help. And it takes courage to go and ask for help. Certain times, when we are down, we think, you know, I'll come out of it. I don't need to go ask for other people's help. How will I look? People will think, oh, this guy is just asking for help. I thought he was so strong person. He was so courageous. How will people think? No, he doesn't think like that. He says, I need help, you help me. This is the attitude when we are in trouble, we are not afraid to ask for help. So he's going to do that to Bhagwan. Number 7. Karpanya dosho pahataswa bhavaha. Pruchami tuam dharma sammudhachetaham. Pruchami tuam dharma sammudhachetaham. Yachreyasyan nishchitam bruhitan me. Yachreyasyan nishchitam bruhitan me. Shishyasteham shadhi mam tuam prapannam. Karpanya doshopahataswa bhavaha pruchami tuam dharma sammudhachetaha yachreyasyan nishchitam bruhitan me shishyasteham shadhi mam tuam prapannam. Karpanya dosha apahata swabhavaha. The swabhava, or my nature as a courageous, as a valorous, as a brave warrior who could survive, withstand so many obstacles, that has been apahata, taken away, usurped, stolen from me. By what? Karpanya dosha. Krupanata, the feeling of pitiness, compassion. That is within my heart, and that is a fault. This emotion of mine is getting better of me and has taken away my swabhava, my nature. I am a kshatriya warrior, and I am not able to do my task. And then he describes himself as dharma sammudha chetaha. Chetaha, one whose thoughts, mind, those thoughts have become mudha, deluded, How? Sammoodha. Completely deluded that I don't know a direction out of this. I don't know which direction is right. I know many directions are there. You will give me a direction. If I go to Yudhishthir, he will give me direction. I go to elders, everybody will be giving me direction. But I don't know which direction is the right direction to go now. So dharma, I don't know. So my chetaha, my thinking towards the dharma has become completely deluded. I've lost my dharma. That is the point. So, O Bhagwan, I have become completely incapacitated by this miserly thought, by this compassion. And because of that, my dharma also is lost. I don't know what is my dharma now. Before I thought my dharma was kshatriya, but now I think dharma of sannyasa is better. But then you tell me I have to take up again the dharma of kshatriya. What is my dharma? Or you can see it the other way. Because I don't know what my dharma is, my swabhava has also been taken away from me. My dharma, if I don't know, my swabhava will not be the same. So the idea here is, if we just look at this word and the understanding of the word, anytime we are deluded about our dharma, we will never act in our nature. We will always act out of our nature. And if you are acting out of your nature for some circumstances, then know that you will never be doing your dharma. So therefore, they are kind of linked together. And Arjuna is saying that these two are causing me problem. One who has this problem, Pruchhami Tvam, I am asking you, with these problems that I am facing, I am asking you. I have come to you as my counselor. So you please guide me. What do you need from me? Bhagavan tells. Arjun says, Yat shreyaha syat nishchitam bruhitanme. That which is shreya, best. Nishchitam, determinately, in firm determination, bruhi, tell me, me. So tell me in very firm and determined way, that which is the best. Bhagavan says, I told you, Kshudram Hridaya Dorbalyam Tyakto Uttishta Parantapa. Why are you asking me the same thing? That is the best. For you, the best thing is to go and fight, get up, give up this cowardice feeling. Arjun says, no, no, not like that. Yat Shreyaha. The best, not just for this war. I am looking for a policy that will last me for lifelong. You are selling me a policy to just fight the war. I want something after this. That which is best in this war, and that which will be best even after the war. That is what I am asking you for. Because he knows already the message that Bhagavan has given. So here he is not asking for just that message again. He's asking for that which is eternally best. And eternally best is the path that will lead me to moksha. Doing my action, doing my duty, how do I get to the path of moksha? That is the question that he's asking. Nishchitam bruhi. I know you have told me in a very firm way, but what I want is, I want to be convinced by this thought. I am not convinced. I am taking it as a faith that you, Krishna, are telling me. You are a wiser person, so I know you are going to tell me something that is good for me. But I am not convinced by that. That doesn't mean that I will be happy after I did the task. I would like to be happy and not have the guilt afterwards. I want to know in that way. I want to be convinced in such a way that I'll be happy. Nishchitam bruhi tanme. Why should I tell you? Who are you? Why should I tell you? Bhagwan says, Bhagwan, you know me. Shishyah teham. Shishyah. Before, the thinking for Arjun was, you're my friend. Both were good friends. Now he has changed the role. I am your shishya. That's why I want you to tell me in this way. I'm not asking you a guidance as a friend. Here I'm asking you guidance as my teacher. You have gone to sage Sandeepani and acquired a knowledge that none of us could have acquired. We only went to Guru Dronacharya to acquire the knowledge of the warfare. But we didn't understand the knowledge that related to life. We were taught, but we didn't understand. So that is what he is talking about, is I am coming to you as Shishya, as a student. Now it takes a lot of courage to go and take up the Shishyahood, disciple, become a disciple. Why? Because Tvam Prapannam, I have surrendered to you. Prapanna Parijataya. He is a Parijata, a wish-fulfilling tree for those who have surrendered unto him. This is the Dhyana Shloka of Bhagavad Gita. So, Prapanna Parijataya, I have come and surrendered myself to you. Therefore, I want you to teach me as a guru. And Shadi, teach me, educate me. So the idea here is, Arjun is not looking at this incident as just something to just push in the back of his mind and come back to it when time allows for him to analyze. No, no, I want to analyze it right now, right here, at this moment. Doesn't matter where we stand, doesn't matter what we are doing. I want to know right now, so that way I can be peaceful within and not have any regrets when I fight. Therefore, I take up your disciplehood and you teach me so that I'm convinced by this knowledge. Now, whenever we surrender, faith has to be there. You can't just surrender without faith. So here, Arjun is telling that I have faith in you, Bhagwan, and therefore I'm surrendering to you. You take care of me. But then, certain times people just surrender and say, you know, if you don't give me the answer, then I'll find an answer from somebody else. There are two ways to do it, right? When you become a disciple, you say, I've come to you with genuine interest. You teach me. But if you don't teach me, I have a second option. If it is not Sandeepani, then maybe it is some Himalaya I will go to learn. So Arjun says to Bhagwan that, I don't have second option. You are my only option. And therefore, my surrendering is not in desperation. It is out of knowledge, it is out of faith, it is out of devotion that I am coming to you. So how he says that I have no other option is with the next shloka. Nahi prapashyami mama panudyat. Yachokamuchoshanam indriyanam. Avapya bhuma vasapatna mriddham. Avapya bhuma vasapatna mriddham.
Rajyam Suranam Apichadhipatyam. Nahi prapashyami mama panudyat yachoka muchoshanam indriyanam avapya bhuma vasapatnam riddham rajyam suranam apichadhipatyam.
Nahi prapashyami, I do not see. That is kind of to signify that I don't have any other place to go to. You are my only resort. You are the resort, not the last resort. The resort. There is no other resort for me. So therefore, I have come to you only. So if Bhagavan were to say, no, why don't you enjoy all of this sukha and you forget about all of this? This is avapya bhumau. Avapya, having attained bhumau on this earth, asapatnam riddham rajyam, the kingdom which is rich, filled with all the pleasures, and asapatnam, without any enemies, without anybody to bother me. Even if I attain something like this, avapya, you tell me that, you know, there is so much sukha in this world. Just fight and forget about all of this. You will enjoy the sukha. Like how we talked about that guy in the well. So some of you were there in the other class, so you know what I was talking about. But, you know, we are so much attracted by the sense pleasure that even when the danger is around us, we would go for the pleasures. We won't see beyond it. So like that was the story, that there's a person who is being chased by a tiger, falls into the well, and in the well he's able to hang on to a branch. But as he's hanging on, he sees at the bottom of the well are snakes. He can't go at the bottom. He can't come at the top. The branch that he's hanging on to is being chewed by a rat. And the beehive that is on the branch are shaken up, so the bees are hovering around him and biting him. And there he sees honey. And he sticks his tongue out just to get the taste of that honey. This is what we are also stuck around. So Bhagavan is saying, you know, you come to attain this sukha, you will forget about your grief. What grief you are talking about? That will give you your answers. So you don't worry about all of this. You know, like how Yamraj told Nachiketa. Why do you want to know this truth? I will give you Rajya. I will give you people to take care of. I mean, people to look after you. And not just for a few years, forever to come. And after that, you can come to Swarga. You enjoy your time in Swarga. I give you everything. And Nachiketa says, I don't want anything. But like that is what Arjun is saying. So that if you give me this, even that, I cannot see helping me come out of my sorrow. Or you tell me, Suranam apicha adhipatyam, the rulership, becoming a king of the devatas, Sura, are the devatas. So even if I become the kings of the devata, I have already gone to Swarga. I know what the pleasure of Swarga is like. Arjuna has already been there. So he knows. So if you make me the king of devatas, that also will not dry away the sorrows. Yat shokam uchoshanam indriyanam. Indriyanam, the senses. Uchoshanam is drying away. Shokam, so the grief that I have is drying away my senses. And apanudyat, I do not see anything that will get rid of this shoka. not even attaining the pleasure of this world or attaining the pleasure of the afterworld can take away the sorrow. But I only see you giving me the answer as the last resort that will take away my sorrow. Therefore, he's completely armless. He's surrendered himself without even that sense of ego in front of him. Sometimes we have that sense that I'm willing to surrender if I know what I'm getting into is beneficial for me. Here he doesn't know what is coming from Bhagwan. But he says, I am only taking refuge into you. There is nobody else. I don't have another resort to fall onto. It's a very tough thought to digest. If you think about it, there are brahmacharis who go through this course, brahmacharya course. I should not call it brahmacharya course. They go to 2 years of Vedanta course. And then they're given an option to take up the life of becoming a monk or do whatever you would want to do. At that time, to say, I'm ready to take up that life of becoming a monk and giving up the whole world and not be crossed by the thought, what if the mission fails? What if there is no mission tomorrow? Who will take care of me? What about my life insurance? What about my health insurance? What about my dental care? What about my vision care? What about my spending money? If you're not a person who thinks like that, then you are a Mahatma only. But a normal person who is at that stage would have a question, would have a fear, and then to take up that path that, yes, I'm giving all of that up. I don't want any of that. Because I want this path to be for me. That giving up is what Arjuna is facing. That I'm completely armless, nothing in front of me. I have surrendered unto you. I'm ready for whatever has to come. With that is what our surrender should be also like. When we think of surrender, when we think of taking a refuge unto somebody, how much standoffish are we? We should judge ourselves. Are we willing to accept everything that is going to come? Or are we going to be resistant to certain things? No, but I had heard in some other lecture this way. You are telling me something different. That doesn't make sense. Sure, if it doesn't make sense, you question. But then, does your faith, does it get questioned because of that answer? That is what you need to inquire. That is what you need to know. So this is what Arjuna is telling. So now, having said this much, Bhagwan is ready to talk about the Bhagavad Gita. Many times we wonder, right, why 18 chapters? Why Bhagwan had to spend 18 chapters? Was Arjuna that dumb that he didn't realize? In one shloka, Kshudram Hridaya Dorbalyam Tektvottishta Varandava. No, he took up a understanding as a disciple. I am a disciple, and convince me in such a way that there are no doubts and I attain the best. The moksha from this world and at the same time freedom from this desires. You tell me how I attain that. Therefore, Bhagwan cannot just let it go. If you are given the responsibility, it is mutual. It is not just Shishya coming and saying, here, take it, or teach me. As a guru also, one has to be ready. So guru cannot just say, in few short things, this is it, done. Come on, get up and fight. So in order to convince Arjun of all the doubts, Bhagwan is talking about all of this. Therefore, we find that in every chapter or as the chapter goes along, Arjuna is asking questions. Questions that are wisely disguised by Bhagwan only. Bhagwan hides certain things. And he sees, is Arjun really wanting to know? Because if he's wanting to know, I will tell. If he doesn't want to know, why should I bother? And Arjun catches on to him. Says, hey, what do you say by this? I don't understand. How can this be possible? You're telling something that is so confusing. Arjun catches on very well. He is the true disciple that one can be like. So now Sanjaya narrates what has happened. Obviously, Dhritarashtra is going to be happy. Arjun, down. 4 more to go. So Dhritarashtra is being addressed by Sanjaya. Sanjaya uvacha.
Eva
muktva hrishikesham. Gudakesha parantapa. It's only parantapa. If there is a ha, then you should cross that off. It is not a ha. Nayotsya
iti govindam.
Uktva tushnim babhuvaha. Eva muktva hrushikesham. Gudakesha parantapa. Nayotsya iti govindam. Uktva tushnim babhuvaha. We'll also chant the next shloka, number 10. Tamuvacha hrushikeshaha. Prahasanniva
Bharata.
Sena yorubhayor madhye. Vishidantam idam vachaha. Tamuvacha hrushikeshaha. Prahasanniva Bharata. Sena yorubhayor madhye. Vishidantam idam vachaha. Sanjaya said. To Parantapa. Here, the description of Parantapa is not for Arjun. This description is for Dhritarashtra. Oh, scorcherer of enemy. He is talking in sarcasm. Because you are standing in such a place and look at your glory, that Arjuna has only already fallen down. Speaking in sarcasm. Gudakeshaha. Gudakeshaha, one who has conquered darkness. Gudakeshaha. So here Arjuna has not conquered darkness yet. He is still in darkness, in ignorance. But then he is showing the sign of hope. That he is Gudakeshaha, he will be able to conquer darkness. It's not that he's done now. So, O scorcherer of enemy, you wait. Rishikesham eva muktva. To Krishna, having said this, having said what? Yat shreyasyan nishitam bruhitanme, all that. Having said this much, he said, na yotsya iti. I will not fight. Govindam tushnim babhuva. Having said to this Govinda, to this Bhagavan, that I will not fight, he became peaceful, silent, quiet. Peaceful is not the right word. He became silent. He's still turbulent, but he said, now I will listen to you. Because you can only listen when you are quiet and you are ready to listen. If you are only talking, Bhagwan will not talk. So here now he is saying that I am giving you a chance to speak. Hrushikesham. One who is a controller of senses. Hrushika are our indriyas. And Isha, the Lord. So you are that Lord who who controls that all the senses. But how do you control? Do you have like some magical power that you control by? No. Antaryami. Because he stays within and then he controls. What does that mean? It means that Bhagwan is the one who energizes the mind, the senses. They are able to function out of what power? Senses are inert. They can't do things on their own, but there is something that energizes them to do. Mind only gives the input, and mind only receives the input from the senses. So mind will tell, I want that. So senses will go out and it gets it. Then mind says, I recognize that you got it for me. That is all the mind does. How does the sense actually go? What makes it go? What makes it be energized? What makes the mind be energized? That is who this Antaryami is. That is who you are. So Vedavyasji, in a way, kind of presents it that, oh, Dhritarashtra, don't be happy. The person who is guiding Arjun is the Antaryami. He knows what is happening with Arjun. So he will guide in such a way that Arjun will stand back up. Tam uvacha Rishikesha, number 10. Tam, to that Arjun, Rishikesha uvacha. Bhagavan told. How did he tell? Prahasanniva, as though smiling, as though he has a smirk on his face, and he is telling this to Arjun. Where was he telling? Sena yoho ubhayoho madhye. In between the two army. And to whom he was telling? Vishidantam. So Arjuna, who was grieving, who was crying, who was in sorrow, to him, Bhagavan is going to idam vachaha. This word is being spoken of. So this is what Bhagavan told. That is what Sanjay is narrating to Dhritarashtra. Now, few thoughts here. Bhagavan is smiling. It may seem like he is very insensitive. Oh, this is a grave thing and you are smiling? This is not a mischief. This is not playing with, stones and pot. That one pot breaks, it's okay. This is life breaking. So, what is this smile for? You think about the situation. Sena yoho ubhayoho madhye. Have you ever heard a message given of the highest wisdom when people are sounding bugles, kettle drums, a war horn and the conches are going off? At that time, you are to give a message, smiling because of that. Smiling because the message is very subtle and you require a peaceful attitude. Arjun, whose mindset is also not peaceful, to him, this message is being given. Vishidantam, one who is grieving. Just imagine that you are sitting, listening to a lecture, and you are crying, you are sobbing. How much attention will be there on this? So this just makes the task little more elevated for Bhagavan. But it's no challenge for Bhagavan. Bhagavan is laughing because now I have met somebody who is going to be the right patra, right vessel for this knowledge. So prahasanniva. Another way to think about it is, charioteer normally sits on the chariot. And the owner of the chariot always stands. Here it has become opposite. The charioteer is standing. You can't give message to Arjun by sitting on in front and facing the back. You have to stand up. So Bhagwan is standing and giving the highest message. Arjun is sitting and crying. So laughing, the scenario, the situation that it has created. Laughing also because I found it. Arjuna, you are the one I was looking for. Because through you, I can get this message across to the whole society, the whole generations to come. And I know you are not going to disappoint me. So therefore, he's having that joy within that I have to give this message at this time to this person. Therefore, Bhagwan is as though smiling and getting this message across. What is that message? That is what we will see with our next class. Up to this point was just a story, just a thought of how things are happening and developing. Now the philosophy will come. And as you see the philosophy, you'll kind of also start smiling. That Bhagwan is telling all of this to Arjun. Arjun is becoming receptive to understand. And what a knowledge we are getting out of it. We will also have prahasanniva in our mind. So with that, we'll conclude our class. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.